可是我今天来看到你们的这个今年的主题叫做忠心侍奉神。
When I see your theme for the year, serve God faithfully.
其实这个做主的门徒跟忠心侍奉神是一件事情。
To be disciple of Christ and to serve God faithfully is the same thing.
所以当我们说要做主耶稣基督的门徒，要忠心侍奉他的时候
，When we want to be the disciple of Jesus Christ and we want to serve Him faithfully.
你知道什么叫做侍奉吗
？Do you know what does mean to serve Him?
侍奉这个字在教会里面常常被用到。
We heard about serving God all the time in the church.
我们听人讲说，你有什么服事啊？你要做什么侍奉啊？
We have people ask you what kind of service are you doing in the church?
其实一些刚到教会的人常常被我们讲的这些名词弄得有点搞不清楚。
The very often the newcomers to a church, they are very confused about serving.
所以我们有什么交通聚会啊？
这叫做 fellowship.
他以为是要到法庭去吃 ticket 交通聚会。
结果是要工作 traffic call.
我们说我们有团契啊，
这的。
我们说我们弟兄姊妹彼此相交啊
we commune with one another.
所以这个侍奉是一个圣经上特殊的字。
To serve is a very specialized term in the Bible.
做主耶稣的门徒就是要侍奉主。
When we are the disciple of Jesus Christ, we need to serve Him.
今天我没有想到有翻译说有很多东西我可能要 skip 过去。
I even skip some of the.
没有关系，我 最重要的重点我会跟弟兄姊妹一起来学习。
I'm going to share all the important points.
当我们讲门徒的时候，你有没有想到学徒跟门徒有什么不同？
Do you know what's the difference between a student and a disciple?
学徒我们都知道是跟老师学一样技术。
When you are a student, you are learning something from a teacher.
学理发，学做菜，对不对？
You could be learning to be a barber or to cook.
可是你学完了，你自己可以出去开业。
And after you learn your skill, you can become a professional.
可是对门徒来讲呢
？But how about a disciple?
门徒这个字就是指的，我们也知道，我们如果尊敬一个人，我们想要跟他一直学他的思想，他的教训。
Very often we know disciple refers to when we respect somebody, we want to learn about what he did.
甚至我们要跟他住在一起，吃住在一起。
You might even be living and living with him.
那个叫门徒。
That is a disciple.
所以我们说有孔子的门徒。
Confucius had many disciples.
对不对？用这个叫门徒。
They are disciples.
耶稣的门徒。
Jesus has many disciples.
可是圣经上里面还有一些字叫做信徒。
There are also these terms called believers in the Bible.
还有使徒。
And there are also apostles.
那这下就给我们搞不清楚了。
That.Can cause a lot of confusion.
有很多人认为说信徒那跟门徒跟使徒好像是讲到我们的属灵的生命的一步一步的长进。
Is believer a disciple and apostle? Are they refer to the progress of our faith?
当你信耶稣的时候，我们可以叫说哦，这些人是信徒。
Very often we say when you just believe, you are a believer.
当现在我们学习侍奉人传福音的时候，我们说这是门徒。
When we say that we are learning to serve, maybe you are disciples.
那么我们就说，哎呀，那些人被 ISIS 杀掉的那些人叫做使徒了，他们为主殉道了。
Maybe we say those who die for their faith could be apostles.
其实信徒、门徒跟使徒是同样一个生命的本质。
But actually, you know, disciple, believer, and apostle, they all come from the same life.
因为你看在使徒行传教会初期的时候，有些信徒一信主就被丢到狮子坑，他就变作使徒了，对不对？
Because very often in the early church, many believers, once they believe, they are thrown into a lion's den and become apostles.
当然使徒的意思不是说只是为主殉道。
Apostle or martyr, not necessarily mean people who die for Christ.
使徒在圣经里面最重要的意思是我们从耶稣那里拿了他的教训，我们把它写下来，我们去忠心的传讲，叫做使徒。
Apostle in the Bible means people who have directly received teaching from Jesus Christ and spread out to other people.
当然，我们今天不谈这些。
But we are not going to be,
我们今天主要在讲门徒的观念里面有一个叫做侍奉。
I want to talk about this idea of serving.
所以我们来先看门徒是什么样的一个光景呢？门徒是什么事情呢
？So then just think about what is a disciple.
那不是一个选择。
This is our choice.
因为这是主耶稣的命令。
Because this is a command of Jesus.
他复活升天的时候，他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Because when Jesus was resurrected, he commanded his disciples.
他说
all men his disciples.
这个时候天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
He said, all authority in heaven and earth are being given to me.
所以当他说你们要做我的门徒的时候，
when he said, when you are my disciple,
他的这个呼召叫你做他门徒，比奥巴马叫你做他的门徒还要荣耀。
This is more glorious a calling than maybe from the president of the United States.
因为耶稣已经得了天上地下的权柄。
Because he received all authority from.
他说，当我们做他的门徒的时候，
when he said we are you, when you are his disciples,
我们要遵守他的教训。
We have to follow his command.
他就常与我们同在。
And he will be with us to the end of the time.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of.
所以我们知道，做主的门徒是一个荣耀的，侍奉主是一个荣耀的。到忠心到底的一个呼召。
That's why we know being a disciple is a glorious calling from him.
所以我们刚刚讲过说是门徒、信徒、使徒其实是一件事情。
That's why disciple, apostle, and believer are referring to the same thing.
做主耶稣基督的门徒。
When you are a disciple of Jesus Christ.
圣经里面从来没有说我们要到哪一个教会去做哪个教会的门徒。
The church never tell us to go to any particular church to become a disciple.
我们今天信耶稣，我们要知道，我们不是跟随一个名讲员，很有魅力的讲员。
When we are believer, we are not a follower of a famous preacher.
我们不是说我们喜欢哦，信义宗、改革宗哪一套的神学思想。
Not because you prefer Reformed Church or Baptist Church.
所以我们。做主耶稣门徒，我们的忠心的对象就是主耶稣自己。
When we are the disciple, we are the disciple of Jesus Christ.
那我们现在来看什么叫侍奉呢？
So what is serving?
其实服事跟侍奉这个东西，这个词在本来在我们的词源词海中国的中文里面是没有这个字的。
Actually, in the Chinese dictionary, serving and worship are not known to this distinction.
不是在一般的中文里面有的字。
Not in the regular Chinese.
这是翻译圣经的时候的人特别把它引用的。
These are terms that was started in the Chinese Bible.
那么我去查了一下，我发现说，在《论语》里面啊，这个你很难翻的啊，在《论语》里面有过“服侍”这两个字。
In one of the ancient Chinese manuscript.
在泰伯篇里面，论语这个论语的第八篇里面，它有一句话叫做三分天下有其二，以服事殷，这什么意思呢？这一句话那里是讲说，你看那个服事，我把它用红字的那个殷字是指的殷朝那个时候的一个皇帝商纣王。
Serving this something happened in one of the dynasty.
这个背景是讲到当时的这个你翻译很困难，这个周文王啊，周朝他们是本来向商纣王称臣的，是服在他的底下。那后来他的儿子周武王起来搞独立，宣告独立，他就把天下拿了三分之二下来。可是拿了三分之二下来呢，他的父亲周文王仍然对着以前他服侍的这个商纣王仍然保持一个恭敬的态度。换句话说，他没有说他的儿子现在已经做了统一天下的共主了，那么好，你以前我以前你是我的老板，那么我现在要来报复你。他没有，周文王仍然对着以前他所臣服的这个商纣王仍然有一个恭敬的态度。所以我们看到服侍这个字在中文里面最原先的意思是臣服听命的意思。
In the old Chinese history, there's an example of an old dynasty servant keep loyalty to the prior emperor.
所以我们就看到，那么侍奉和服侍，这个是圣经特殊的用语。
So serving and worship are very particular terms in the Bible.
我们有时候我以前都想说，那我如果换一个字，把那个服侍是写成那个。人字旁那个事不是更表示我谦卑的心态吗？
Very often we say we are serving, does not make us very humble.
我想你们可能也跟我有很多人写信，他就不用我们现在圣经用的这个事情的事，我们用那个侍奉是觉得更能表达我们做仆人谦卑的心意啊。
Very often when we write this, we use a term that implies humility.
但是你要知道，在圣经里面，它翻译这样是有它意思的。
But there are reasons why Bible was translated that way.
因为服事跟侍奉的第一个在圣经里面的意思叫做敬拜。
Because in the Bible, to serve first of all is the same as to worship.
当我们看到创世纪里面首先出现侍奉这个事的时候，就是亚伯拉罕，他跟他的老仆人说：“我所侍奉的耶和华必要差遣他的使者在与你同去。”
Because in the Genesis, we see the first time serving in the life of Abraham. He said that the Lord I worship.
那后来我们又看到了，当摩西要带着百姓要出埃及的时候，神告诉他说：“你要百姓从埃及领出来，他们必在这山上侍奉我。”
Also, when Moses taking the people Israel out of Egypt, God said, "Bring them out to the mountain to worship."
所以我们就看到还有很多的地方，我们就发现说，这个侍奉都是跟敬拜摆在一起的。
In many other area in the Bible, we also see serving implies worshiping.
尤其你看到在新约路加福音里面，当施洗约翰要降生以前
，Before in the New Testament, the birth of John the Baptist,
天使就告诉他的父亲说，将来啊，我要你的儿子要做先锋，主的先锋，可是我要把我的百姓从仇敌手中救出来。他们要用圣洁公义来侍奉。
John the Baptist's father was told by the angel that your son will lead my people to come to worship him in righteousness and truth.
所以我们看到这个侍奉最原先的意思是敬拜的意思。
That's why original meaning of serving is to worship.
所以我们如果明白这样的话，我们就来思想有一些常常碰到的问题。
And we can resolve a lot of problems that we run into.
我们常常在教会里面，我们会问说，为什么讲道之前，为什么不直接就来讲道啊？我们就为什么还要唱歌跟祷告
？Very often we wonder why when we come to church, why don't we just have a sermon right away instead of we come to have some singing?
因为我们的聚会是一个敬拜的聚会。
Because you know, because this service is a worship service.
讲道是敬拜的一部分。
Sermon is part of the worship.
我们前面的诗歌，我们的祷告也是为着要敬拜而做的。
All our inspiration is to prepare ourselves to worship.
所以我们领会的弟兄要很注意，就是说我们是不是在选的诗歌跟祷告的内容是把弟兄怎么带到一个敬拜的心态里面去呢
？That's why it's very important people who are leading the inspiration prepare everybody's heart to come to worship.
还是我们只是唱一些歌，我们抒发我们的感情
，or we just express our emotions。
所以非常的重要。当我们明白什么是侍奉等于敬拜的意思的时候，我们就可以在服事上，我们就能够忠心。
When you know your serving is to worship, you can do it faithfully。
那现在有人问了，如果没有信的人能不能侍奉呢
？So some people might ask, if people who are not believers can they serve?
哪一位回答我？你觉得没有信耶稣的人能不能参加侍奉呢
？Anybody have any opinion? Do you think people who are not believers can serve in the church?
可以吗
？Can they serve?
现在好像很有人就说 no， 为什么
？Some people say no。
哎，我在教会里面常常有人说，为什么不可以？他愿意呀、啊，他想要侍奉啊，他想要厨房做啊，他想要开车接送人呢、啊。
People say that, well, he's willing to help out. He's help in the kitchen and serve. Why not?
他可以帮忙做事，没有错。
He can help out.
可是他不是敬拜神，对不对
？But he is not worshiping God.
所以他做事，他有热心要帮忙，可是我们不能说他是侍奉。
He can be helping out in the church, but he is not worshiping in the church.
所以侍奉的第一个意思是敬拜。
Because to serve is to worship God.
那祷告是不是侍奉呢
？How about praying? Is praying also worshiping?
是。
祷告，因为我们向着神称颂。可是你的祷告里面，如果老是埋怨，里面讲了一大堆乱七八糟的事情，可能就不是侍奉了，对不对
？Of course, if your prayer contains a lot of complaint and a lot of discontent, it will not be worship.
所以我们发现这些。招待厨房等等等等，包括讲道都 可以是侍奉，也可以不是侍奉。
So that you can be helping out in the kitchen or you can be giving a sermon, you may not be serving God.
因为完全是在你的心态是不是在敬拜。
Because it's all depend on your heart, whether you are worshiping God.
今天一个讲道的人站在这里，如果他的讲道是想得人的称赞，
If somebody who is giving a sermon is aimed to get to please people.
你认为这是侍奉吗？
Do you think he is worshiping God?
不是侍奉。
That is not worship.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们说要忠心侍奉神的，我们先明白什么叫侍奉。
That's why if we want to serve him faithfully, we must know what the service means.
你知道当我们看圣经的时候，马大跟玛利亚的服事，对不对？主称赞那个玛利亚坐在脚前听到。
You all know the story of Mary and Martha, Mary who sat by the feet of Jesus.
马大心中埋怨做事很烦，他就抱怨。
And Martha was complaining that she is working hard.
所以我们很多时候以为说 ，no， 听到才是侍奉，去厨房不是，不是侍奉。
And then we got to come to the conclusion that if you are sitting listening to Jesus, you are worshiping, you are helping out in the kitchen, you are not.
其实反过来，如果玛利亚坐在那里，现在听到的时候，心里面乱七八糟，在那里闲。包括现在在座的各位，你如果想那个人讲的真是长还不结束，他在讲什么？你坐着听到是在侍奉吗
？So if you are sitting here waiting for the speaker to finish, then are you worshiping?
你在厨房里，你如果是甘心乐意的，我在那里拖地，我是为着弟兄姊妹，为着一个慕道友，我做一干东西，你的侍奉。可能更有价值，对不对
？If you are serving in the kitchen, mopping the floor, worshiping, you could be worshiping God, doing the work.
所以我们说，我们参加祷告会、擘饼聚会是侍奉者。
So we say when you come to partake in the Lord's table, you are worshiping Him.
因为我们只有在这种聚会、祷告聚会跟擘饼聚会的时候，我们不是来听人跟你讲什么东西。
Because it's only in the Lord's table that we did not come here to hear things.
我们来纪念。
We come here into memory.
神是我们的中心。
He is the focus of our attention.
所以，我们先把侍奉的定义弄清楚。
Become very clear of what the service means.
侍奉的第二个定义叫做奴仆听命。
The second implication of serving is to be a servant like.
我们看到圣经里面有很多地方一讲到说。比如说讲到哪一个王侍奉哪一个王，这表示说他臣服于他。
In the Bible, we heard many stories about one king serving another king because he is submissive to the other king.
我们说到这个仆人怎么看主人的手，使女怎么看主母的手，这个叫做侍奉。
When the servant looked to the hand of the master, he is submissive to the master.
所以我们知道侍奉也就是听命令、奉差遣的意思。
So to serve is to be submit under something.
所以在《使徒行传》里面，当门使徒们他们祷告要寻求神差派谁出去传福音的时候，他们进食祷告，神就差谁出去。
That's why when the apostle waiting to decide who should go out to preach the gospel, they wait in prayer, waiting for the Lord.
所以侍奉是听命的意思。
To serve is to submit.
今天假设我是一个在人家家帮忙的佣人。
If I'm a servant in somebody's household,
我正在扫地。
I'm cleaning the floor.
如果这个时候主人告诉我说，哎，你停停扫地，我现在马上要出去了，你要帮我做一件事。
If the master comes and tell me that you should stop working, I want you to do something else.
他说我有一件衣服需要烫一下，你现在能不能先去帮我烫那个衣服
？I need someone to iron my shirt. Can you do that?
哎，可是我这个仆人正在扫地，我扫了一半。
But I'm busy doing cleaning the floor.
我跟主人说 ，No， 等一下，等我把地扫完。
Wait until I finish the floor.
主人说，我马上要走了，我现在需要的是你帮我烫衣服。
The owner might say, I need you to do iron my shirt now.
如果这个仆人说，那我现在把地扫完，你不知道我多忙吗？我还有垃圾要倒，我等一下还要去除草啊。那么我们很清楚知道，这个仆人他是在侍奉主人吗
？Is that servant serving the master?
他做他自己要做的事。
He is doing what he wants to do.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，有两个意思。
That's why when you come to serve God,
一个是敬拜
，first you are worshiping Him,
一个是听命
，second you are submitting.
那么我很久以前读了一篇文章，到今天还是对我有很大的帮助。
There's an article I read some time ago that still affects me up to today.
那 篇文章是尼托森弟兄写的，叫做侍奉神呢还是侍奉殿？
That article is by Walkman Lee. It's about are you serving the temple or are you serving God?
哎，我那个时候初次读的时候，我说怎么侍奉神跟什么叫侍奉殿呢、啊、
What serving in the temple or serving God?
我们来看他用的经文。
Let's look at some scripture that you use.
好不好？我们一起来读中文。对不起，英文组我没有预备到这，我们用中文来一起读一下哈。你告诉他们在哪里，在哪里。
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 44.
从 verse 10, 11, then 15, 16, 我们一起来读中文，来。
当以色列人走迷的时候，有利未人远离我，就是走迷离开我，
随从他们的偶像，他们必担当自己的罪孽。然
而他们
必
在圣地当一回，
造
反
天
门，
在
殿
中
供职，
必
为文宰
燔
祭
牺
牲
和
平安祭
牲，必在圣殿伺候他们。就直到12，或者你准备一下。好，我们继续把它念完，15节到16节，我们一起来读。来，
以色列人走迷离开我的时候，祭
司
利
未
人撒都的子孙
仍
看
守我的圣所，
他
们
必
亲
近
我，
侍奉
我，
并
且
侍立
在
我
面
前，将自
由
与
血
献
给
我。
这
是
他们必
进
入
我
的
圣
所，就进
我
的
桌
前侍
奉
我，
守
我的
圣
所。这里讲到有两种人。
Here referring two kind of servants.
这两种人都是以色列人的子孙。
These are all descendants of Israelites.
第一种人叫做走迷的时候的，有一种利未人，他们去拜偶像。
One is Levites who are lost and turn to worship idol.
他们本来是被拣选做祭司的。
They were chosen to be priests in among the Jews.
结果他们背叛了神。
But they rebelled against God.
所以当那个时候，神就告诉先知说，这些人如果以后再来侍奉我的时候，让他们在仍然可以在殿里面来杀牛宰羊。
God tell his prophet that even when these guys return, they can still come and serve me in the temple.
你注意在这里。这里的意思说，他们虽然做这些是很辛苦的事情，可是跟另外一批人有不同的。
Even though they are doing the same thing like the other group, but there is something different.
另外一种人是撒都的子孙。
The other one are the descendants of 撒都。
他们是非常忠于神的。
They have been faithful to God.
所以神说他们必亲近我。
God said that they will come close to me.
他们要侍立在我的面前。
They will come They will stand in front of me.
他们一样献公牛羊的这个脂油跟血。
Even though they worshiping and sacrifice the cow and burnt offering,
他们必进入我的圣所。
They will come into the holy of holies.
就近我的桌前侍奉。
They will come to my table to serve.
所以你看到这里有两种人，看起来都是杀牛宰羊在做祭司做的事情。
There are two groups of priests doing the same thing in the temple.
可是有一种人是在圣所以外，在殿里面侍奉。
One is outside the holy of holies.
另外一种人是走到主的桌前来侍奉。
One is serving by the temple, by the table of God.
有一种人是忙着在那里做流汗流血的工作。
Some people are very busy doing a lot of tasks.
可是他们不是亲近神。
But they are not close to God.
有一种人，他们是在人看不见的地方，在那里侍立在主的面前。
There are other groups that where people do not see. They are waiting on God.
所以尼托森弟兄在这里说了，有两种的侍奉。
That's why Workman Lee said there are two kinds of serving.
他说有一种叫做侍奉殿
，that is serving outside the temple.
一种叫做侍奉主
，one the other one is serving the Lord.
他根本就是一个到底有没有进去，一个没有进去。
The difference one is inside the temple, one is not.
这两种看起来没有什么多大的区别。
On appearance, they both are doing the same thing.
我们同样的辛苦。
They are both equally hard working.
那到底它的区别在哪里呢
？So what are their difference?
主要的是在于里面我们做的人的动机是什么。
Because the difference in their motivation.
你为什么要这样做？
Why are they doing?
你为谁做
？What who are you doing it for?
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们来讲是非常重要的提醒。
These are very important reminder.
你例如说，他另外讲了一段话。
Walkman Lee teaching something else.
好吧，我们读中文的，我们读一下比较深刻一点。
Let's read an article in Chinese.
来，
我
们传福音
是
好
的。
我们拯救罪人，
帮助弟兄姐妹
进
步，使
他们向前走也是好的。
但
是
你
也
是亲手
看
的，
看的
弟
兄姐妹
们，
所以是侍奉殿，不是说侍奉主的人不做这些事，侍奉主的人也做这些事。但
是
他的目的
只
有一个，
就
是为了完全是因着主的缘故而宝贝的。所以他所看见的不光是人，如果你到主的面前来只看见主，你就自然的会侍奉弟兄。这是大
分别，
因
为多小时候
神
如
果要
他
做，
他
不
喜欢
做
这
个
事，
他就不能
做。
原
因就是
因为
他的天性有这个，
所以
我高兴做这个，可是他以为侍奉主其实是侍奉殿。
When you come to help your brother, do you only see your brother or do you also see the law? If you see the law, you will help your brother. But if you are only seeing your brother, you are probably serving the temple.
所以这是看我们的动机，我们到底是在做什么。
So be careful of your motivation. Why are you doing it?
所以我们要特别注意几件事情。
So there are several things that we should always remember.
我们说侍奉神是要侍立在主的面前。
To serve him is to stand in front of him.
像仆人一样的要听主人的命令。
Like a servant waiting by the master.
所以刚刚那个第十五节里面说，他们侍奉神，他们亲近神，他们在神的面前用将脂油与血献给神。
That's why they are before the Lord and they stand by him to sacrifice the blood.
所以我们看到侍奉主要注意的是，第一个是亲近主，你跟神的关系是怎么样。
That's why when you are serving God, you must realize what's your relationship.
不是只是做事情。
You are not doing things.
第二方面，我们的侍奉必须在脂油跟血的根基上面。
Our serving must be based on the blood and the
脂油跟宝血。
The blood and
好，这里我们就看到了，就说真的是，如果明白这个真理的话，那么我们就知道说，当一个人还没有完全信靠神的时候，信服神，接受他做他的救主的时候，他所做的都不算是侍奉神，顶多只是侍奉殿。
That's why we can conclude that if people is not, if you are not a believer and you are helping out, in fact, indeed you are not worshiping.
这个我今天不是只是讲的道理，我讲的这个也是对我自己，也是对你我教会里面侍奉的人提醒。
I tell this not only to remind you, but also to remind ourselves that we are worshiping God.
我们是侍奉殿呢，还是侍奉神
？Are you helping out in the temple, or you are worshiping God?
而且侍奉神的时候，很可能得罪神了。
Do you know very often in our serving to God, we can offend Him?
一种叫做悖逆，一种叫做妄动，这两种都可能会得罪神。
One is rebellion, one is doing your own way.
悖逆就是说，神叫你这样做，你不这样做。
To be rebellious is you do not do what God wants you to do.
神叫你说你应该去饶恕你的弟兄，你说不，我就是死不放他。
When God tells you to forgive your brother, but you will not do them.
你到坛上献礼物的时候，如果想起弟兄向你怀怨，你要去跟他和好，再来献礼物。
When God tell you, when you bring your offering to God, go first to reconcile to your brother.
我不肯
，But I will not.
不管是为了我的面子或什么，他就是我说他不对，我不原谅他。
I cannot forgive him because he was wrong.
这叫做悖逆。
That is rebellion.
那什么叫做妄动呢
？What is doing your own way?
神没有叫你做，你做了。
God did not ask you to do them.
你记得那个撒母耳的时代的时候，那个扫罗他自己要献祭吗？
You remember the story of Saul in the time of Samuel.
献祭不是扫罗的事。
To sacrifice is not the job of a king.
可是他为了他的面子，他必须要假装他就献祭。
But because of his position, he wanted to show that he is holy. He wanted to perform the sacrifice.
所以撒母耳指责他说，你知道耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
That's why Samuel told him, God prefer obedience than offering.
所以甚至讲得很严重，说悖逆的罪跟行邪术的罪相等。
That's why the Bible says that to be rebellious is just like worshiping idols.
所以扫罗也被废掉。
That's why King Saul abandoned my God.
那这是对我们很严肃的提醒。
These are very serious warning.
今天我们有许多服侍神的人。
Many of us are serving God.
我们有一天，我们可能对主说。
One day we go to make a count of what we do.
说主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的神迹异能吗？
We go to be like, say like, Lord, did we do all these miracles, perform all these tasks in your name?
可是神说，我从来不认识。
But Jesus said that the Lord replied that I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人，离开我去。
You wicked and rebellious, depart from me.
因为我们做这些事情，我们不是听命听主的话做的。
Because we did not do this, our obedience to him.
这是非常严肃的提醒。
This is a very serious warning.
今天你在教会里面的侍奉是遵照神的命令吗？
Are you serving God the way God told you to do?
还是凭着你自己的喜好、你的热情去做的呢？
Or because of your own eagerness or your own preference.
你记得亚伦的儿子两个祭司长，他们。在祭坛上献礼物献祭的时候，他们去拿外面的燔火来烧。
You remember the story of Aaron's son? They bring in outside vegetation to burn offering.
他们拿那个火，不是拿这个燔祭坛上面的火，他们去拿外面的火来烧的时候，神就当场把他击杀。
When they bring their own fire to do the burnt offering, God killed them.
哇，那你现在讲，金弟兄，你真的给我们教会找麻烦。
Too serious.
明天我们全部集体辞职。
We are going to resign our job.
我没有办法做服事。
I cannot serve God that way.
你今天讲的这些东西太可怕。
These are very fearful things.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个严肃的问题。
These brothers, these are very serious.
这是一个机会，让我们反省我们服事的动机。
So that we can remind ourselves what are our motive for serving.
你放心，今天就算是教会所有人说，好了，你讲的这太可怕了，你再骂我，我不做了。
Even though many of you might say, this is too hard for me to handle.
我说神啊，这个是你的殿，是神是教会的元首。
Again, I say, the God is the head of the church.
我做你的仆人，我就是忠心的讲你的话。
I must be faithful to tell what God wants us to for me to say。
你想我在这里讲这篇道比较容易，还是我在我自己的教会讲这篇道比较容易
？Do you think it's easier for me to preach this sermon here or in my own church？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要认识，我们不能把弟兄姊妹们引到一个他要走到死亡的路，你都不警戒他。
We cannot lead our brother to the path of death without warning them.
如果你心里面不是敬拜神，你突然发现你原来是讨人的喜欢。
If you realize that you are not worshiping God, serving God just to please man,
你赶快来到神面前认罪。
Quickly return to God.
求神洁净你的动机。
May God purify your motive.
我们再来重新的求神使用我们。
So again, we ask God to use us.
为什么教会里面有这么多的问题？
Why there are so many problems in the church?
今天我跑遍全世界各地的教会。
I visited so many churches.
欧洲的、澳洲的、非洲的，我都跑过。
I visited churches in Europe and Africa.
几乎所有教会的问题，你如果找一个中心的一个原因
，If you find a local common denominator in that problem,
都是侍奉的人，尤其越有侍奉的人的中间的问题。
It's very often the problem is among people who serve.
因为你把他抬举的越大，他今天做了执事的、长老了、传道人了，结果他不明白什么叫侍奉。
Many people become elder or deacon in the church, but did not realize what serving means.
你不尊重我的意见。
If you don't do what I instruct you to do.
今天你在公众里面，你表扬张三，没有讲到李四。
If I praise one person without praise another person.
这李四就气得半死。
The other person was so indignant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们到底是侍奉神呢，还是侍奉殿
？My dear brothers, are we serving the temple or are we serving God？
这是一个严肃的问题。
This is a serious consideration.
所以当 有我们看到有很多人愿意帮助人。
Many people are willing to help others.
我们也都常常会落在这些工作当中。
We are so busy working.
所以我们就很难去体会神的旨意。
We did not take time to understand God's call.
有很多你明明知道是犯罪的，是不好的事，我们很清楚，我们不去做。
We are very clear, certainly we would not do.
可是有一些东西好像在良心上我们觉得也不错嘛，我们就很难区分了。
But there are many things that we feel is probably right. It's very hard to distinguish.
所以我们觉得，哎，这个是好事啊。
We said this is a good thing to do.
我们就去做吧。
Let's do them.
其实这不一定是神要我们做的事。
But this may not be what God wants you to do.
我举一个例。
Let me give you an example.
去帮助人好不好
？Go to help somebody.
今天有一个人一直求你帮助啊，金弟兄，你赶快来啊，我家里的。要出大事的，我的女儿在这里不听话。好。
Someone told me that I have a very serious problem at home. My daughter don't listen to me.
你赶快来。
Come quickly to help
me. 哎，做传道人的你去不去啊
？When you are helping out, should you go?
你能够告诉他说，让我想一想，这个好像不是神这个时候要我做的。
Can I say that this may not be what God wants me to do?
你有这个勇气吗
？Do you have that courage?
我举一个实在的例子。
This is a real example.
才一个月以前
，about a month ago，
礼拜五晚上查完经我回去的时候
，after the Bible study on Friday night，
十点半有个母亲打电话给我
，around 10:30 your mother called me。
她说我的女儿，我叫她不要出去，她还是不听话出去了。
She said I told my daughter not to go out, but she still left.
那这个我很明白他们家的情形，因为我已经被叫去好几次了。
I know their family situation because she called me so many times.
所以那天晚上，我说那你要怎么办
？So I asked, what do you want me to do?
他说我现在要打电话告诉警察局。
She said I'm going to call the police.
他的意思说我要通缉他，我要叫警察去找他。
I want to get the police to look for her.
我说好，第一个我想请问你，管教孩子是父母的责任还是警察的责任？
我要是to discipline your children, is that your job or the police?
他说我管不动啊。
But she said, it's our control.
我这一次要叫警察给他个教训。
I'm going to rely on the police.
他以后就会怕。
To scare her.
我跟他讲 ，OK。
So I told her.
你能不能答应我，你现在自己安静祷告，12:00的时候，如果他还没回来，我们一起打电话找警察。
So I told her, can you wait and just pray now until 12 o'clock sharp, and we'll call the police together.
因为那时候我们有理由，12:00到夜里的孩子不见了，那么我担心他的危险，我请警察帮忙找。
Or maybe by then, at 12 o'clock, the children are missing. Maybe we got a legal reason to call for worry about her safety.
他说，让我想想看。
Let me think about it.
我要打电话给他所有的朋友的妈妈们或者爸爸们，我要找我到同学家去找他。
I'm going to call the parent or her friend.
我说你先安静下吧。
Okay, why don't you stay quiet?
半个钟头以后，11:00
Around 11 o'clock,
我接到他的电话。
She called me back.
他说金弟兄，好在我没有打电话去找警察。
Fortunately, I did not call the police.
我说怎么回事啊？
反正去，反正发生。
他说我发现他在他的床上睡觉。弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候急的，人家说房子烧了，你就要去做弥赛亚，做人家家的弥赛亚，你知道吗？
Sometimes we are so anxious when people say that there's a fire. You.
他们 they have a big need. Then you play the role as a Messiah.
You try to become a savior to somebody.
对我们很多的时候，我们不懂得说神啊，他需要学这个功课。
Very often we fail to realize maybe she need to learn a lesson.
他自己需要学。
She need to learn a lesson.
我可以为他祷告，我告诉他一条路。
I might be able to tell her, point out something to her.
不然的话，这些看起来好的事情都变成了拦阻。
Otherwise, many of these good things become a barrier.
后来我问了这个妈妈。
Later on, I talked to her.
我说你这件事情，你当时你这么说，我说我不去，我不来你家，你心里怎么想
？I asked her, when I told you that I cannot come, what were you thinking?
你是不是觉得很生气
？Were you angry with me then?
他说哎呀没有啦，其实我那个时候也是觉得自己太激动了。
现在要 I probably my own fault, I was too anxious.
我就告诉我们教会还有一些关怀照顾的弟兄姊妹。
So I told many of our brothers and sisters who are serving in the church.
我们不要做别人的弥赛亚。
We are not other people's Messiah.
我们真的有时候我们是需要帮助人家，人家跌倒我们扶起来，人家有困难我们去照顾，我们照顾这些都照顾不完了。
We should help people who are in need, but these help will never come to an end.
可是有很多别人自己的责任。
But many people have a responsibility.
你要让他学。
To learn their own lesson.
好了，年轻人，你不要以为说以后都不会叫警察了啊。我们既然明白侍奉神跟侍奉殿是这么的难，
we realize the difference between serving the temple and serving God.
那我们到底要不要侍奉神？
How are we to serve God?
我简单的把今天的信息我总结三点。
I want to summarize in three points.
你来看你到底还要不要侍奉。
See whether that's how you will worship.
我说、哦、真的侍奉太困难了。
No, serving is difficult.
还有什么侍奉神、侍奉殿，还有这么啰里啰嗦的区别
？Yes, there are different between serving the church or temple and God.
你听清楚我今天讲的第一点。
The first point I want to remind you.
我们做主的门徒侍奉神不是个选择。
We serve God is not a choice.
是主的命令。
Because this is a command.
每一个信徒都必须做门徒。
Every believer must be a disciple.
侍奉神是你不能够是主的命令。
This is a command from our Lord.
第二个
，secondly，
我们侍奉神乃是要听命听神的话。
When we serve, we come to listen, come to submit ourselves to Him.
不是我想做
，not what I want to do，
而是神要我在哪方面做
，but rather what He wants me to do.
侍奉有很多的方式。
There are so many ways to serve God.
有人看得到的。
Some of the things are visible.
有人看不到。
Some of them are more invisible.
你说我不会祷告。
You say I don't know how to pray.
那我不相信你不会祷告。
I don't believe anybody.
当你失业的时候，你有困难的时候，你心里面有没有祷告呢？
Because when you lost your job, you will be praying.
你身体生病的时候，你有没有祷告呢？
When you are sick.You are praying.
你会祷告。
You know how to pray.
祷告就是侍奉神。
Praying is a serving.
可是问题是你祷告的时候，你的心态动机是什么？
The question is what is the motivation?
你说神呐、啊，你一直不听我的祷告。
You pray that God, you never listen to me.
所以我就不理你了。
I'm going to ignore you now too.
那我请问你。
Ask you.
谁是主人，谁是仆人
？Who is the master? Who is the servant?
所以每一个人都可以侍奉，都应该要侍奉。
We all should serve.
这不是一个选择。
This is not a choice.
这是主的命令。
This is God's command to us.
第三点
，Thirdly，
你是侍奉神呢，还是侍奉殿
？Are you serving God or are you serving the temple?
这是非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious consideration.
今天我们所有的侍奉，有一天都在主的面前要摆出来。
One day, all our serving to God will be made account with Him.
你愿意得到主的肯定吗
？Are you going to be commended by Him?
今天一个坐站在讲台上的人，得到的将来主的审判里面的肯定。
Even the speaker will be commended by God.
可能比不上一个人看不见的忠心的。在做厨房的一个服侍的人
，someone who is serving invisibly, quietly in the church might receive the higher command from God.
有多少儿童主日学的老师，他们将来在神的面前是要得大的奖赏
？How many Sunday school teachers will be highly commended by God?
施布珍他还有许多伟大的传道人。他们的受的影响都是他们儿童主日学的老师在他们身上奠下的根基。
Many of the great Christians learn their lesson from their Sunday school teachers.
有人问施布珍说：“你们教会复兴的这个秘诀是什么？”
Somebody asked Spurgeon, "What are the secrets of revival in your church?"
有人天参观他的教会。
They come to visit their church.
他就说：“你们来看。”
He said, "Come and visit our church."
他带他到他们那个教会的地下室。
He take all his visit to the basement of the church.
他一去看到有一些男男女女老太太老先生在那里祷告。
He saw many old lady and all the praying in there.
他说这是什么？
What are these?
施布真告诉他们说，这就是我们教会复兴的秘诀。
Spurgeon told them, these are the secrets of the strength of our church's revival.
祷告会是我们教会事工的发动机。
The prayer meeting is the engine of our serving.
我们这里的炭火一个一个加上去，不会熄灭，没有熄灭。
The fire here, do not stop.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不会侍奉吗？
Do you know how to serve?
你为着你的教会祷告吗？
Do you pray for your church?
你知道你们教会蒙了多少的恩典吗？
Do you know how much blessing your church has received?
你们十几万几十万能够买了几十个十几 acre 的地，你们我那里买一个公寓都买不到。
Do you read your church are able to bless to purchase 27 acre of land?
这个地方神到底要用你们做什么？
他 want to use this place for what purpose?
哦，只有那几个会做土木工程的那几个人，神感谢给我们教会有三个这么能干的，他们的事。
哦，那 at least the task of the three civil engineers in your church.
你们教会哦，你不要说三个，我们三分之一个都找不到这个教会里面做这些土木工程的做这些的事情。神到底在这个教会有什么托付？
What is God's mission for this church?
有多少人愿意为着这个教会往前走来祷告？
Who are going to pray for the progress of this church?
你们需要工人吗？
You need workers.
祷告叫神差工人来。
Ask God to send workers here.
你们需要钱吗？
You need money.
祷告让人肯奉献出来。
God pray for God to have offering.
更重要的是，
Even more important.
我们需要祷告的人。
We need people who will pray.
我们需要敬拜的人。
People who will worship God here.
自己把自己摆上。
People who are willing to give up the self.
不要再说我不懂得侍奉，说我不会侍奉。
Don't say that you don't know how to serve.
每一个人都应该是。
Everyone must serve.
我们能不能有这样的祷告？
Can we all pray this prayer?
主啊，
Lord,
让我侍奉你。
Let me serve you.
不要侍奉别人。
Let not serve the temple.
让我不是在人际关系中间打转。
Let not work for a human relationship.
我的心是真的要讨你的心。
Because I want to have that soul relationship with you.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们来仰望你。
Father, we come looking up to you.
你让我们能够忠心的来学习侍奉。
Help us to serve you faithfully.
主啊，来更正、纠正我们对侍奉的观念。
Correct all our misconception of serving.
让我们真的明白什么是侍奉神。
So can we can truly understand how to serve you?
什么是侍奉殿？
That we will not be serving the temple.
让我们每一个人都做敬拜你的。
So all of us will be a worshipper of you.
我们都是听你的话行事的。
We will be people who listen to you.
我们这样感恩祷告。
We pray and thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督的名。